My name's Just In Time. Today, the Nanny State Part 2. So let's recap on what the Nanny State is. You can hear all about that in Part 1. In Part 1, I said that the Nanny State is a collection of organisations or institutions, the main one being the government. Others include the civil service and various government agencies such as the police, and I gave examples of those. And also, of course, I mentioned that one of the main incentives of the Nanny State was money, and of course there are various businesses that have government contracts and that feed off human fear and suffering, and that the Nanny State and its agencies are parasitical in nature, especially those whose goal is, or whose reason for being, is to make money from people, from the taxpayer, from us. And as I said in Part 1, there are two main incentives. The first being the making of money, and the second being control. The Nanny State is all about control. There are people in positions who have attained positions of power and control. There are always people vying for control in any organisation, in any society, and there are people who are self-righteous. There are people we sometimes describe as do-gooders. There are people who want to impose their worldview on others, who want to impose their moral standards, their ethics on others in a type of authoritarian control. And that is essentially what the other side of the Nanny State is about, in addition to the making of money. So there are two main sides, two main incentives, two main reasons for the Nanny State. One is money, one is the parasitical nature of extracting money from people through licensed organisations, through tax, through fines for misdemeanours, for various crimes, etc. And there is the other side, which is all about control. And as I said, these could be self-righteous people. They could be simply those who want to impose their ethics, beliefs, ideology on us, or they have more sinister reason. I mean, if that's not sinister enough, of course, a lot of ideology is sinister, but how that's executed, how the control manifests itself on those who are deemed in need of controlling, well, that's indeed sinister, isn't it? And one of the, as I did mention in Part 1, the Nanny State is intrusive. So laws are introduced which somebody somewhere or some group of people decides there are laws, regulations needed to curb certain behaviour or control or actions or activity. Let's take the example of, say, drink driving. So, yeah, if you drive while drunk, yeah, you are a danger to other people. But let's look at what the laws or what the controls of drink driving in reality, what do they actually do? Well, yes, sure, they deter people from driving while under the influence of alcohol, and hopefully they prevent accidents and stop people killing people at the hands of an automobile. But also, what happens is like any traffic offence, if you take, say, parking in the wrong place, or, you know, parking on in a no parking zone, or parking in a place which sometimes it seems quite, nobody really knows why we're not allowed to park in certain places, but there are all kinds of parking restrictions. And you might think, well, that's a big difference between drink driving and, you know, a parking offence. Well, if you look at the mechanisms involved, again, it's as I mentioned before, it's all about the monies, because these offences, and these are offences that, although they're presented as public offences, although they're presented as crimes or offences against the people, in reality they're all about controlling people and collecting money. So, as I said, the nanny state's two main reasons for being are collecting money, or I should say are earning money, and one of them is control. They're intrinsically linked in the nanny state, because by criminalising something that may not even need criminalising, or by restricting people's activities and then punishing them, such as imposing financial penalties on them, is all part of the nanny state's activity. And yeah, people will have to pay up, and if you don't pay up, well, then the nanny state really comes into its own and employs thugs such as debt collection agencies. Of course, it sends the police around as well to deal with you accordingly and get you further into debt, make you pay even more money, and then you're at risk of losing everything dear to you, be it your property, your family, and your freedom, ultimately, if you're locked up. So, you know, that's the reality of the nanny state activities. But it goes way beyond that, and it becomes much more sinister when you look at what the nanny state is doing in terms of intrusion into people's private lives, intrusion into their family life. And if you take the example of children being taken away from their families, or fathers being, I say fathers, but either parent, it can happen to either parent, but it's in the vast majority of cases, men have things like restraining orders slapped on them without evidence, just on the whim of perhaps a malicious wife or female partner. That's very common. And with the case of, say, domestic violence accusations, men are under... basically, men are guilty until proven innocent, and all kinds of terrible things happen. For example, they are arrested, they are locked up until... or they have to prove their innocence in court. And in the meantime... their whole life is taken away. They lose their families, lose their jobs. Of course, they lose their means to support their family. And then that family becomes that, for example, that's that mother, that wife, who then divorces her partner, becomes dependent on the nanny state. Those women and children become dependent on the nanny state for things like welfare and... other support groups or other types of support, which are all geared to keep the families, keep families broken, keep society broken. As I said, the nanny state feeds off human misery, it feeds off tragedy, it feeds off social decay. And in my view, the nanny state is one of the major causes of social decay. Okay, that's the end of part two. Look out for part three in future.